going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Today's date is November the 17th, 2016. It is a Thursday afternoon. In terms of the network, we have a couple of hours of programming coming up for you. But speaking of the network, before I get started on today's program, let me give some network news. It appears that a couple of our web properties or our web server is suffering some kind of attack. So if you're trying to reach btrcommunity.com or if you're trying to reach blacktalkradionetwork.com, which I'm always on it as I post content and what have you. So it is not necessarily down, but it's unable. You're unable to reach it. Now, I know we have been seeing a whole lot of traffic, as one of our BTR family members, broadcast family members, stated to me in an email that they suspect a lot of traffic is going to be coming our way with the election or selection of Donald Trump. So it appears he's correct, but right now I'm unable to, well, yes, I have determined that it is not high traffic, although we've been getting a lot of traffic. The server has been set to parameters that can handle that traffic. And as I look at the server, it's showing me that we are not over any kind of resources or anything that I might have to change something. And so I reset the server. And then I'm able to reach Black Talk Radio and BTR Community, which it just came back on just now after I reset the server about 2 minutes. So I'm dealing with that behind the scenes. Just wanted to give our listeners, because many of our listeners, of course, go to Black Talk Radio Network or our members of BTR Community, and you might be experiencing those issues. It is not affecting, obviously, our radio servers. It's not affecting that, and of course we're always able to get out through our newly added stream, our YouTube stream, as well as our newly added conferencing system that we implemented. So that's what's going on. If you're having any of those problems, that is the cause of it. Because I have to do this program, because I have to produce the upcoming programs, I have to engineer them, rather. It's going to take me some time to figure out where this is coming from. And it may cause some further delays, but definitely I'm going to be working on that to prevent that or to thwart that attack. Again, like I always say, it's a battlefield out there, and including on the internet, as you have heard the term cyber war. This is what I have been dealing with for the 8 years that Black Talk Media Project has operated platforms online, is these sort of attacks and what have you. And for the most part, we've done a good job in handling those attacks. You can't prevent attacks, obviously, but you can work to secure your sites, prevent them from taking you down. So that's what's going on. Let me give some more network news. Programming, live programming for today, coming up after BTR News. We'll only be on air for about 50 minutes today with today's program, and I'll get through those news items quickly. But the Barbershop episode 8 will be following BTR News. Following the Barbershop will be Tando Radio Show at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. is Blacks in Business Radio, although I have not received, or they may have sent the email and I just haven't come across it yet, for their program tonight. So that is the live programming for you on this Thursday.
This call is being recorded.
Black Talk Radio Network. Let me give out those listener numbers and what have you. Again, we have a new number. I'm no longer operating the other conference line that had been associated with our programming for about at least 4 or 5 years. So we do have a new conferencing system home, and you can find our personalized conferencing system at uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. The toll-free number for U.S. and Canada is 866-510-9025. Again, that's 866-510-9025. You can also connect via your computer. Once I open up the phone calls, which is usually after the first story, for people to chime in with any observations, anything they would like to share, hit ** on your keypad. That'll unmute you. I'll see you or hear you come unmuted, and then we'll go to you. But wait till I open up, announce the phone lines are open. All right, so let's get into today's program. Let me get to my profile on btrcommunity.com, which is a new online Black social experience, we hope, for Black people that are looking for alternatives to places like Facebook and Twitter. By all means, if you're running a business, media operation, you do have to utilize those resources for your marketing and what have you. But for people who want personal accounts, that where their identity isn't exposed. And again, I'm having trouble getting to my profile now on BTR Community, so I apologize for this. But I know some of the news that I want to share, obviously, and it is concerning Donald Trump's transition team, some of the things that have been stated. I'll tell you what, I know where I can get to some of those videos. Give me just a second as I try to get there. I do apologize, but really it is out of my control. I'm not the one causing the problem. We got a lot of people out there that try to disrupt things. So let me get to another place I have these stories bookmarked. We'll get to those. But right now, as USA Inc. is going into transition, as you all know, people still crying, whining, complaining, blaming everyone but the right people, the people most responsible for Donald Trump winning enough electoral college votes to be selected as president of the United States. There was no cheating involved. There was no rule breaking. They've had these rules around for a very, very long time. Everybody knows it going in. Hillary Clinton has conceded, but you got the Democratic Party feeding into people's discontent, talking about introducing legislation to get rid of the Electoral College and all that kind of stuff. Just misdirecting people's energies and what have you is what's going on there. But there was a video about Donald Trump on foreign policy. And again, as I have over the last several programs been focusing on the domestic battlefield, but again, racism, this system of oppression that is enslaving people, is a global one. So we definitely want to be concerned about what may happen to our melanated brothers and sisters around the planet as a result of the foreign policies of USA Inc. So, you know, Malcolm X tried to tell us that we need to take a bigger picture view. We need to develop a informed world view and what have you. And he talked about brotherhood between melanated people. And how can we develop those bonds if we cheer for administrations or the corporation in its entirety, USA Inc. I'm talking about, while it is waging war in their home countries or wherever they are, and just really destabilizing the population, mass murder. Just, I mean, it's just the loss of life is just crazy. And for black people, I expect them to be more sympathetic, especially to other people around the world that look like them. But that's not always the case when people get themselves entangled with USA Inc. or they looking to get some butter biscuit handouts from USA Inc., you know, get in good with the people in power and what have you. And that, again, it just really disgusts me. This has been emblazoned in my mind when they had the anniversary, what was it, the 45th or the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, D.C., where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech, and they had an anniversary of that, and you had all the celebrity, as Dave calls them, a Tando radio show, the celebrity figureheads and what have you. The people who are seen as quote-unquote leaders of the black community and different organizations represented there. And Bernice King, Reverend Bernice King, standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial talking about let freedom ring in Libya right after the Obama administration under the direct supervision of Hillary Clinton. Just went in there and used terrorists to overthrow that country, and then we as black people want to co-sign on to something like that? Come on now. What kind of, regardless of your melanation levels, what kind of person are you? So, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. So, I'm trying to find that video. Man, I can't just keep resetting my server. Probably suffering some kind of DOD attack, request for service attack. I can't figure it out right now, but let me find these videos. Let me see, where is that particular video? Let me see, I'm in my subscriptions, my YouTube subscriptions. Okay, today. So I'm getting closer to it. You got to understand, I'm subscribed to a lot of stuff as I try to be informed so I can inform the listeners. But I was seeing this video interview of Trump's campaign manager, I believe it's a blonde-haired woman, and it was a discussion about what his foreign policy might look like, and that has a direct impact on things that's going on the ground in Syria. Is this, we had been marching, no, I don't mean we, but USA Inc. had been marching towards a major confrontation with Russia and its allies, which include China, in Syria and even Iran. And starting, well, the war has already started, but just escalating that whole situation. And during the campaign, okay, I found it. During the campaign, the war campaign to become the next CEO of USA Inc., Donald Trump was saying some things like he may not want to be confrontational with Putin over there in Russia, as the Democratic strategy was to red bait a lot of people. And I mean, it's just so pathetic, especially, I ain't talking about the masses, so don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the masses who have been fed nothing but programming that is going to have them uninformed, not with all the information relevant to make a decision. But they red baited. I mean, they've done this throughout history. U.S. media has red baited, used the specter of Red China or the specter of the Russian hammer and sickle to scare people and get them into that gang mentality where it's USA versus whoever they say it is. That's a gang mentality. Nationality is a gang mentality, in my opinion. So this is Kelly Conway. She was on MSNBC, a corporate news outlet, this morning, and she was talking about foreign policy and Vladimir Putin, but then also what Trump plans to do towards his immigration policies. Again, these are very important topics, important things to pay attention to, because it will help you to be able to assess the future possibilities of the battlefield out there. I've already stated that I expect a lot of Mexicans, Hispanics, Spanish-speaking people who are here, quote-unquote, illegally because of the destabilization activities of USA Inc. in the countries that they come from, whether that be by violence through the drug war, or whether it is through trade policies that have destabilized their country. So they come in here looking for American dream like everybody else. And the USA Inc. foreign policy is all intertwined. It's responsible for these migrations here from South American countries. But so these things are important. Then we got on foreign policy, we got people, family members perhaps, who are in the military of USA Inc. Y'all know how I feel about that in my past, quote unquote, service, but this still will have an impact on black people, because black people have integrated themselves totally into racism in the white supremacist system, and they help project that globally. So I'm not on here to point fingers at anybody. I'm on here to point fingers at everybody. We got to take responsibility for our own actions if we are to change the world, quite frankly. So, but I want to take a listen to this. Hope that you will pay attention, see what we can glean from this, what I call them intelligence reports on what's going to go down in Syria specifically. This also has implications for activity of the Obama administration in Africa. And I mean, it's really, y'all just don't know. I think one of our callers might have been male, might have been another caller. But we had a caller, I think, pointed out correctly that all of executive orders, all the policies that the Obama administration put on in place, he was always putting them in place for the next president. And so that really hit me today as I was thinking about today's program. And I was like, yeah, they inherited, Trump is going to inherit that drone policy that Obama administration expanded over and beyond anything that the Bush administration was doing. Bush administration did not, and I'm not justifying it, but they did not, as far as I can tell, use the drone program to kill an American citizen, use a drone in a foreign country to kill an American citizen, as the Obama administration has done. So they upped the thing saying that, hey, you are not protected, even if you are a U.S. citizen, you are not protected. So let's give a listen to this foreign policy in terms of what it might look like under Trump.
Looks to sort of find a way to communicate and work with him, but it has to be based on something.
It does.
And it has to be based on history and based on what Putin has done, exactly what his impact on this world is, what his angles are, and that is where studied, steady, accomplished hands need to surround this president-elect. Who are they?
But there are many, there are many counseling him behind the scenes. I don't want to always reveal what's happening privately. In fact, I don't want to reveal most things that are happening privately, but I will assure you that given the number of people in the national security intelligence community that are available to President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence, Everybody should feel very assured by that. And frankly, you know, we're going to look toward this administration also, and I think they've been incredibly helpful in promising to make a smooth and peaceful transition. I'm sure if President-elect Trump wants to know more about that from the current administration, he'll learn it. But there are many people who worked for Presidents Bush, President Reagan. Many folks are in the intelligence community over the last 8 years who have not been in the administration, obviously, but are professionals and know what's happening. But I want to also make clear something that was said in the debates, so something that was said pre-election by both Pence and Trump, which is if you can work together with Putin on, say, something like coming together to defeat radical Islamic terrorism, if you can come together to really stop the advance of ISIS, which we do not consider to be the JV team, we do not consider to be, quote, determined enemies, we consider to be savage murderers who must be stopped. Their bloodletting here on American soil, their bloodletting abroad. We just had the one-year anniversary of Paris. And so Americans don't feel any more secure about that. If you look at the polling, you look at one of the impetuses that caused him to be elected president.
The questions on foreign policy are no longer theoretical, as you know.
Yeah,
he's the president-elect. He's got the inbox now. He's got the daily briefing. I put to you the same question I just asked Josh Earnest. Today, the last remaining children's hospital in Aleppo was leveled. Children killed, doctors killed, huddling in the basement. And one doctor said to Richard Engel, President Obama has done nothing. So what different now would Donald Trump do right away to stop what's happening in Syria?
Second.
Okay, I want to stop it right there. We will continue, but just a number of things. I have to make these mental notes, and I have to point out, I feel it's my responsibility to point out to my listening audience when they getting hit with some propaganda, all right? Now, so he just mentioned the bombing of a hospital in Aleppo, Syria, and I've seen those reports mostly from corporate media. I think Human Rights may have said that, but let me ask you this. Did the Obama administration say anything to Israel when they were bombing hospitals and stuff like that? What were they saying? And even these right-wing conservatives, what were they saying? Oh, the terrorists are using people as human shields, or their state, as Israel claimed. Oh, they had people on top of the school, or the UN. It was even a UN, what they knew was a United Nations Safe School or something. And, oh, claiming that, oh, they had terrorists firing rockets from right beside it or on top. I mean, they even took out an entire apartment building complex, which they said, in Gaza, which they said had a headquarters of quote-unquote terrorists. So I imagine Hamas or whoever, not Hamas, but whoever, the groups that they always name that are fighting for Palestinian human rights and right to exist and what have you. But so he's putting this question to, oh, what did he plan to do? They bombed, blaming Russia for bombing Aleppo and all this. But where was all of this condemnation when Israel was bombing out civilian targets inside of Gaza? So I wanted to stop it right there. Let's continue.
Any other problem, Willie? First, you have to acknowledge it, and then you have to take approach and, I think, critical and immediate steps to address it. I mean, Syria is obviously Aleppo, Syria. It's a humanitarian crisis, and we should be aware of that. And that is the doctor's point of view, being on the ground there. But I think any of us in our, you know, cushy, luxurious lives looking at these pictures has to agree it's heartbreaking. And I keep reading the statistics of the sheer number of children who have lost their lives or their limbs or been maimed because of this. This is a place where I think a strong president as leader is important, to say this is going to be a first priority to me. I think Pence and Trump both addressed it during the debates. I know Mr. Trump has addressed it outside of the debates. But the answer is not also to increase the number of Syrian refugees 550% coming to America. I can tell you, having campaigned with Donald Trump all across this country, that is one of the applause lines. That was one of the most popular things he was talking about, is helping the humanitarian crisis in Syria if he were elected. But at the same time, the answer is not just to have people coming in here.
Being
I just be careful.
saying a strong leader mean American force goes in there, or what does that mean?
All of that will be examined. He talked about that in the campaign. I'm not going to speak for him as our future president and commander-in-chief with respect to that, but he's made very clear his position.
Applause lines are a lot different. Michael, let you take it. I mean, he also talked about the wall, and that got a huge applause line. And we know that more Mexican immigrants are leaving than coming here, so it was kind of a farce.
It's not a farce.
About the wall,
very serious
about the wall. They're coming in, they're pouring in. It was not true. And that was a big applause line. I just want to be careful about applause lines.
But I'm sorry, it is true that people are coming
pouring
across
in.
The border illegally.
They're pouring, they're leaving.
They have been
Kellyanne.
For a number of years. Well, they're leaving because they can't find work here. It's not affordable to be here.
So, but then they're not pouring in. I just have to finish.
I just think America disagrees with that.
Again, I had to stop it so that I can help educate you on the propaganda game of these corporations. So they're getting caught up on, what is it, a verb? What verb he's using, pouring in. And on New Abolitionist Radio, we reported the surge of unaccompanied children as well as the corporate media. And if you listen to them back then, these kids are pouring in. So, again, it is not my intent to defend Donald Trump or the policies. My intent is to help you understand what you be watching and hearing in corporate media. Okay, so and just being an objective news reporter, not swayed by emotions or anything like that, and recognizing that we dealing with a system of racism despite the label that these suspected races are wearing, or what gang they belong to, or what faction of white supremacy rule they subscribe to. I am not one to get confused by people like CEO Obama, who then appoints nominates, I should say, and she was confirmed one of the most vicious white supremacist criminals on the planet in Hillary Clinton, who on the campaign trail suggested that she should stay in the race because one of these racist emotional crackers out here might kill Obama. And she was roundly condemned for that. So that I just had to stop it there. Let me continue. It's almost over.
That, Mika, in terms of should, you know, we either are a sovereign country that has boundaries or we're not. And we've all seen the footage from the border where people are just coming across. We don't know who lives among us. And I think his entire immigration policy was different in this way. He took an issue that was 2 or 3% illegal immigration trade, and he elevated them into the conversation in a way that makes people feel like he's protecting American workers.
About exactly what it is we're doing. I'm going to hold you over if you'll stay, so we don't, because Mike has a question. We do need to get to the top of the hour. So Kellyanne Conway, stay.
Okay, that's the end of that. On that immigration, again, I take the abolitionist view, as I do in all things. I'm against slavery, and I've already given my battlefield assessment of the things that Trump has said, the things, the activity on the stock market, on Wall Street, the original trade, what would we call it, the slave trading blocks in New York. So, yeah, things are going to get pretty bad for them. Things are going to get pretty bad for them. And they're going to fill up these prisons and provide free labor or cheap slave labor. But what a lot of people, well, I shouldn't say a lot of people, but what a lot of people fail to understand is that whenever one group is targeted, it's not long to the other group. See, this is what Hispanics probably didn't understand about black people when black people were out there telling them this is a racist system. It practiced slavery. You got to watch out for these slave catchers. They're going to throw you in prison. The whole system is corrupt. And now a lot of them finna really, really, really find out. That I think, you know, many of the conscious one already knew that, especially in certain areas on the battlefield like Arizona and Maricopa County, Arizona, where the outgoing Joe Arpaio was running his own stop and frisk program. And then we got Rudy Giuliani, even though he's going to be Secretary of State, he's already expressed, I'm speaking Donald Trump, the people he's put around him, that they don't have a problem with racial profiling. Don't matter that it's unconstitutional or been declared unconstitutional. They had the power now, the people in place, that they can make it constitutional by just simply passing a law. Now, of course, if it's signed into law, it'll be challenged in the courts and go through, go to the Supreme Court ultimately. But look, we got racial profiling going on regardless. Slave catchers do what the slave catchers want to do. When has the United States obeyed any kind of international treaties on warfare, Geneva Conventions, any of these things? But it's getting ready to get pretty bad out there for Spanish-speaking people here who don't have their papers in order. It's finna get bad. And yesterday, I was so perturbed and angered at this black woman who was talking about, come on, black people, put y'all money together and then buy a jail and make some money off of these Mexicans. I was just so, man, I was really disgusted. You know, they have Afro-Mexicans too, you know. They ain't all who you may have pictured in your mind, sombrero-wearing, burrito-eating, ukulele playing, you know, that stereotype. Black people exist all over this planet. So, anyway, I do need to take a station identification break. I want to come back. I want to take a look at this story. I'll check the board. If you have a question or comment, hit star. That'll open up your mic after I come back from the break. And I want to look at this other story from Syria with Assad calling out Trump, saying that we could be allies if you meant everything you said out there on the war campaign trail with the things you said you was going to do towards targeting terrorists. And I have some thoughts about that. We do have a real world example history, although a different administration, but it's something to consider, because usually there is always a continuation of the agenda. They just go about different ways of doing it. So anyway, we'll come back. We'll take a listen to that as well on the other side. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind the enemy lines that I call USA Inc.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio for the masses.
Today on the Roland Martin Radio Show, the guest host, Michael Imhotep, blamed low black voter turnout for the election of Donald Trump. Michael Imhotep, who was sitting in for Mr. Martin, who has yet to explain his possible role in the debate cheating scandal that cost Donna Brazile her CNN gig, blamed everyone but the corrupt party leaders of the Democratic Party who ran a rigged primary that included the hacking of the Arizona voter database that disenfranchised millions of voters. This is only one example of the unethical voting process that Democrats presided over, or the system glitches benefiting the Clinton campaign. Mr. Imhotep, like others to include the notoriously loudmouthed Stephen A. Smith, are suggesting that people who protest police violence against civilians who did not vote cannot protest and or speak out on the myriad of issues concerning systemic racial oppression. Everyone in media, it seems, is blaming everyone but Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party leaders for their ethical failures revealed by their own internal emails published by WikiLeaks. Masks have been pulled off in the Democratic Party, and people are still in denial about the monsters lurking behind those masks. Not voting does not disqualify anyone from protesting against a white supremacist system that is killing and enslaving people every day while also levying various taxes and fines on the people to pay for it all. What is more irresponsible, voting for an unindicted criminal or not voting for an unindicted criminal? It just seems insane to hear conscious black people lamenting the fact that Hillary Clinton's wing of white supremacy lost out to Donald Trump's wing of white supremacy. As has been observed and said before, the two wings are attached to the same bird. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me for regular broadcasts at blacktalkradionetwork.com. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. If you have a question or a comment on the topics of today, we're talking about Donald Trump, his foreign policy, also his domestic policy, what are some of the forecasts that you have on the battlefield. And remember, politics control every area of people's activity. So I was thinking about that today. As I mentioned earlier, the original slave trading blocks was Wall Street and still is involved in modern day slavery and human trafficking. But you may have heard the news stories. When they heard that the Donald Trump had secured enough electoral college votes to become the next CEO-elect of USA Inc., what did the stock market responded to that? So if you're an investor out there, you have to pay attention to politics. This is why Congress always votes not to prohibit them from investing in Wall Street, based off the insider stuff that they get, the reports and the regular, you know, they have these regulatory committees and they may be getting information. Well, that's information they use that they then invest. Richard Burr, senator out of North Carolina, that's what one of the things his opponent has said. He spent 20 years voted against a bill that was going to stop them from insider trading on Wall Street, and he voted against it. And in the 20 years he'd been in there, increased his family net worth by 5 times as much. This man now multimillionaire. So anyway, this is why people have to pay attention to every administration that comes into power in the corporation and known as USA Inc. I'm sorry. So anyway, definitely people around the world, world leaders, people in other nations are paying attention. And you got Bashar Assad of Syria, who the United States have been trying to take out a long time. I remember George Bush mentioned Syria as being part of this axis of evil. And so USA Inc. had a bullseye on Syria for a very long time. We also know that from Hillary Clinton's leaked emails from her unsecured, non-governmental, unapproved server that she should be facing charges over of Trump administration. We know that she wanted to escalate the activities of USA Inc. ground forces in Syria and take him out for what? For the benefit of America some kind of way? Well, you know they were going to benefit. You got oil pipelines and strategic places and whatnot. But that's not what she mentioned in her email. She said to do it for Israel. We're talking about Zionism. And what did Malcolm X say about Zionism? Zionism is racism. And if we look at Israel and their treatment of Ethiopians, listening to the Lotus Place last night, they played a clip talking about the use of Depo-Provera drug to slash the population of the Ethiopian immigrants, who are Jews, by the way, and become Israeli citizens. And they was like, oh man, too much melanin in this population, we got to cut some of it down. And then they start giving these women Depo-Provera shots, telling them it was something other than what it was. I can't remember the exact thing, but cut their population in half in 10 years. Zionism is racism. I agree with Malcolm X. But this is Bashir Assad from a report from Russia Today, saying that, hey, U.S. could become Syria's natural ally if they really are about it. Donald Trump, let me say this, the Trump administration is really about fighting terrorism and not just saying they are, then they could be, we become natural allies and we can take quote unquote ISIS out, or any of these U.S. intelligence agency Mossad backed groups that you're using. Whether Saudi Arabia is funding them, giving them gas and what have you, chemical weapons and what have you. Oh, we could be allies. But see, besides, don't make the same mistake that Libya made. And I'll talk about that on the other side. Don't make the same mistake that Gaddafi did. So let's take a listen to this report. Again, this is from Russia Today, with Bashir Assad, the president of Syria, I guess extending an olive branch, if you will, or a chance for you to come collaborate and wipe these terrorists out. So let's go ahead and give this report a listen from Russia Today.
America has a new elected president. What do you expect of Donald J. Trump?
We don't have a lot of expectations, because the American administration is not only about the president, it's about different powers within this administration, the different lobbies that they're going to influence any president. So we have to wait and see when he embarks the new mission, let's say, or position within this administration as president in 2 months' time. But we always say we have wishful thinking that the United States would be unbiased, respect the international law, doesn't interfere in other different countries around the world, and of course stop supporting terrorists in Syria.
But he said in an interview that he seems to be ready to work with you in the fight against the Islamic State or ISIL. Are you ready for such a move?
Of course, I would say this is promising, but can he deliver? Can he go in that regard? What about the countervailing forces within the administration, the media, the mainstream media that were against him? How can he deal with it? That's why for us it's still dubious whether he can do or live up to his promises or not. That's why we are very cautious in judging him, especially as he wasn't in a political position before. So we cannot tell anything about what he's going to do. But if, let's say if he's going to fight the terrorists, of course we're going to be a natural ally in that regard, with the Russians, with the Iranian, with many other countries who wanted to defeat the terrorists.
That was the report from Russia Today, and his assessment is pretty much the same as mine, what I've been saying. Donald Trump is a wild card on the issue of foreign policy. So he may want to team up with Russia, which are white people running Russia. Vladimir Putin is a white man. We could say he's a white man in a supremacist status. Now, I'm not going to say that Russia is doing all the things that USA Inc. is doing and taking away people's right to self-determination and practicing worldwide slavery. And I don't know. I haven't studied them. I don't study them like I do USA Inc. That's because I'm behind U.S. enemy lines, man. So I better know what's going on. But his assessment is the same as mine. Now, what does he have to draw from? Again, the variables are different. It's Donald Trump's administration or administration bearing Donald Trump's name, just as the previous administration bared Obama's name. So we got different variables, different people who are going to be in cabinet positions, but the same doggone lobbyists. And will he capitulate to the Israeli AIPAC lobby to continue to support terrorists, to destabilize countries that Israel is saying is their enemies? And why, and will Israel enemies be by default American enemies? I don't know how this administration, this current CEO is going to act. So I'm sure the president Assad has been having people do their research, and according to him, hey, he's a wild card. Let's see if he sticks to what he said in the campaign promises. Maybe he gets in there. He's getting these daily presidential briefs. Maybe he comes to find out how the U.S. ally Saudi Arabia is funding some of these terrorists. Maybe he will stop funding covertly the Syrian opposition. Looks like we got a call. We got a caller from, looks like, the Washington area. Go ahead with your question or comment. Did you have a comment? You unmuted yourself. I assume you had a comment. I'll go ahead and place you back on mute. We are just about come to the close of this broadcast as I get ready to make way for the broadcast. Episode 8 of The Barbershop. Going to be talking about war in the context of white supremacy. R.G. Reed is the producer of that broadcast coming up at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern here on the network. Again, coming up at 6, Tando Radio Show, and coming up, I think at 8 o'clock tonight, will be Blacks in Business or BIB Radio. So, again, there it's a wild card in terms of whether we're going to see an escalation in that region of the world, or are we going to see a Trump administration that simply has to just get out the way and let Syria and Russians wipe them terrorists out? Now, I was saying before I checked on the caller, look at what they did to Libya. Libya, a lot of people, and you won't hear it from conservatives, but Libya was an ally, not a natural ally, but on paper, a legal ally of the United States after they had signed a peace agreement and treaty in 2005, I believe, during the Bush administration. And that is why Libya started filling up the prisons with terrorists that they were catching in Africa, people involved in the bombing of the Kenyan embassy and other places in Africa. And he was going after him, whether he knew they were agents of different Western and Israeli governments or what, don't matter. He was going after those he charged with terrorism, threw them in prison. This was the agreement he had. And I said at the time to Mr. T. West that Gaddafi got, soon after they murdered him by proxy, by terrorist proxy, and we heard Hillary Clinton cackling like a proud hen. We came, we saw he died. See, that right there in his admission of a war crime. I hope she's charged by the ICC, since Afghanistan is part of the ICC, and that's where she was monitoring the operations to overthrow U.S. ally Libya. Gaddafi had an agreement with, going back to the Bush administration, signed documents, treaties, to fight terrorism in Africa, and they were going to normalize relations. Well, that's how you ended up with a CIA office in Tripoli. You ended up with a U.S. consul where Christopher Stevens was killed along with them other Americans. And again, If you didn't hear my commentary back then, let me repeat it again. I had no sympathy for them because they were helping terrorists to overthrow Libya. why. They had various reasons why. France joined in because they wanted to keep African nations under their control by forcing them to use French currency, whereas Libya was proposing a united African currency backed by the gold dinar. Show me some of these European countries whose currency is backed by gold. America ain't been on the gold standard since the early 1900s. It's nothing but paper money. Monopoly. Has no value except for a military force of arms. That's what gives it its value. If you want to make any moves against displacing the American dollar from the currency, well, we'll just come in and overthrow your country and murder you. So we'll see, you know, but Assad needs to be looking at how they treated Gaddafi in the war on terror. Again, I don't mean to repeat the stereotype promoted by Hollywood, but some stereotypes have a seed of truth. And often, white people representing USA Inc. have spoken with other groups of people and nations with a forked tongue, breaking all kind of treaties. That's why they just paid out billions and billions of dollars to these indigenous tribes for breaking treaties. Largest settlement in USA history. So Assad better know. Again, I know Trump is a wild card. You don't know, except for you can just look at who he appoints to certain positions, and we'll see. All right, so getting ready to close out today's program. I had more news stories to share with you, but apparently our server is under attack, and that's where I had all my stories posted in btrcommunity.com, which is now again taking too long to load up, so I need to get to work on that. There's always people out there that's trying to keep the truth from getting to the masses. That's always trying to keep people from working together to counter the system. So I ain't mad at them. Hey, it's something to be expected on the battlefield. Again, coming up is the Barbershop episode number 8. Going to be talking about R.G. Reed. We'll be talking about war in the context of white supremacy. Make sure you keep it locked right here. The Black Talk Radio Network is managed by the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project, founded in 2008. Originally as a media education, new media education organization to teach black people how to be the media that they want to see, how to create independent black media instead of worrying about how many black people you see on CNN or MSNBC. And it certainly has expanded to provide affordable business services for others who want to wage a propaganda war by producing independent media. So you can donate to our efforts at blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org. Got a couple of t-shirts that say Black Radio Stations Matters that you can get for a donation of $25 or more. Please use the appropriate menu PayPal button for that. So I got some t-shirts I got to get out in the mail already. So that's a way that you can donate. You can also just make a donation of any amount and you will be included in our media partner list, and you'll get statistical reports and other news and information behind the scenes via email about the operations, the media operations of Black Talk Media Project. Again, thanking everyone who has been donating and also telling other people about the website. Our traffic is growing through word of mouth. A lot of people hearing from other people about the type of content that they can find at blacktalkradionetwork.com, where you'll find not only content of this radio station, but other digital radio stations and podcasters. All right. Recognize the fact that you live behind the enemy lines of USA Inc., where in the U.S. Constitution, which they say is the supreme law of the land, it has an exception clause that allowed them to keep practicing slavery but move it through the courts instead of Wall Street. Now you got to be in the entry point. Now it's going to be the courts. Then you put them in prison. Then these Wall Street companies can lease them out. Your newly slaves that you have acquired through the court system, lease them out to the corporations, and then they can continue to build America. That's what they're about to do with these immigrants, these undocumented immigrants, and anybody else they catch up. That's who's going to be building that wall. So recognize these things and make a informed battlefield assessment, and hopefully you can avoid becoming a slave in this 21st century. Peace and blessings to all. Be safe.